flawed and that the demonstration was counterproductive and unfortunately had an impact reversibly compared to the intended something. Joe McCaffrey said last night, he's a critic of yours frequently on council, there was no question that the impact of this demonstration is favorable to the administration.
I was out home over the weekend, Mr. President, and everybody said they hoped there would be firm action.
There was one iota
of difference. The people in the country want firm action, and there was, and I think we ought to...
8,000 arrests.
That's right.
Well, the whole idea that we're not going to let a break the peace at all, I just keep that one thing. They demonstrate for peace abroad, but they cannot break the peace at all. They can't say they're for peace and come out.
That's right.
Spend a bunch of holes in somebody's tire, or trash, or raise hell. The other thing is that I would take a line that we had a long discussion with regard to our domestic program, and that once you say take the line, we're going to really make an all-out on the
pressure.
We are rather sharing the country's support, and it's time for the Congress to start reflecting the country.
Absolutely.
And for back out points that were made in the meeting, I would suggest on the mayor's
stay off of the other, the special
room. Yeah.
Just say the general revenue sharing is a must and it's time to get going and we've screwed around long enough. You know,
right.
Lockheed, I think you could indicate that you understand the work of the hour, there's no question about that. A very strong impression was made by the Secretary of the Treasury and the President. They indicated the importance they attached to it. Reaction of the leaders generally was favorable. And they just flip it off like that and can't even know. Yeah, what this really involves is jobs. It's jobs and at a time of jobs and also the transition from war to peace.
Right.
These are peacetime jobs. These are not the this is keeping Lockheed alive to make peacetime jobs in America. What the hell are we gonna make?
That's a good point.
Huh? Peacetime jobs. War to peace.
You said earlier that you hadn't made a decision. Is this going to be a decision now that you're going to promote?
Sure. Yeah, we're going to go on. We have to. Well, I would say it. Everybody is surmising. You would say that you understand the decision we made sharply that the President, Secretary made a strong case for it, and you anticipate that anticipate that the decision might be favorable, so along that line.
Hugh, maybe you and Jerry want to say it's yours, the President, to move in this direction.
Yeah, right. I think probably why don't you indicate that you would give it support? If the leaders could say we would support it, that's even a
sure.
You would support it because of the jobs. You could say that would be good, that would be the way the position, and then when Conley has to go out and appeal to those, of course, then he could say, well, the leader said, we urge support on the job. Let's take the issue away. Good God, that son of a bitch, Crash, and Tony, and Hubert, Humphrey, and Muskie all say we're for Lockheed. Let's say the Republican leaders, strong, you supported SST, and you said, go ahead. Let's keep it as that. You urged the leadership urged generally, almost unanimously urged support. That's a very good line. Good line.
We spent a very tiny in Charlottesville Friday telling these little nasties, you are not going to stop the government. You are inexpressibly rude, and any attempt to prevent people from getting over to their work and earning a day's pay is bound to defeat your objectives.
That's tiny. Well, that little son. But look, I think you've got to get back to the hypocrisy of these people. I mean, after all, Muskie was on a platform with Reddy Davis on Earth Day.
Oh, yeah.
So they said, oh, well, it's all right, kids. And nothing, it's all right if you crash a little, but don't puncture my tire. Too bad. Now, wait till they come up Wednesday, you know, to your place. You'll have a little fun. They're coming up Wednesday. That's Congress Day.
That's the most of them, yes.
You don't think so? Mr. President, another thing, I think a hard line, but the main point is that the hard line that says, well, the country supports the president's leadership in trying to bring this war to America.
I couldn't help but put a needle into some of the hypocrisy on the SST on the Lockheed matter, Mr. President, because that
were
a
guy.
Well, I think Rennie Davis thing is important. They were supporting Rennie Davis on April 24th. He was one of the organizers of the mass march. And once they begin to trash and engage in vandalism, then they are the first ones to criticize Rennie Davis, not because of the vandalism, but because it's counterproductive to their December 31, 71 end of the war.
Wrong reason.
No.
See, the wrong reason.
The wrong reason. Oh, well.
Irby did a